standing in the Achone, the Kabbalah Satoiro, the Kabbalah Salteire. We know Chazal say, as Rabbi Kiva, he didn't learn until he was 40 years old. When he was 40 years old, he started to learn Teire. Why? He went and he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. And he said, if the water could make a hole in the stone, so the Teire could go inside me. So he went and he learned. And he came back. 24,000 Talmidim. And the question is, Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years. 40 years. The water make a hole in the stone. If the water could make a hole in the stone, the Teire could go inside me. So the Shaila is, we know that the water could make a hole in the stone. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? If the water could make a hole in the stone, so we have to become Rabbi Akiva. What is the answer? Maybe we didn't see it. You know, if you see it, it's... Because, you know, today they have a little video, make like a clip of that. No, video it. They go to all the schools, all the chadarim, show 5 minutes the water makes a hole in the stone. We'll have Rabbi Akivas all over the place. You know, so some people have such a toys. That's before we start to speak bad. They think if they are ma'oros like Rabbi Akiva, there's a chance that they will become like Rabbi Akiva. But because they're not mamish so schwach like Rabbi Akiva, so they're like, if I'm so schwach, you know, maybe I could change like Rabbi Akiva. But if I'm in between, so there is no chance to become. If Rabbi Akiva from nothing could become Rabbi Akiva, so we for sure from where we are, we could become 10 times Rabbi Akiva. So the kasha is, we know that the water could make a hole in the stone. So if we know that the water could make a hole in the stone, so why? Why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? Why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? Well, the answer is, I heard from Adam Godel. Rabbi Akiva loved learning. For 40 years he tried to learn. He was pushed and pushed. Sinish gegangen. He was so schwach. Alef beis nicht gechabt. He was so frustrated. Chazal say, at she'omar Rabbi Akiva, כשהייסי המאורץ, הייסי אומר, מי ייתן לי תלמיד חוכם, ואנשכנו כחמוי. ולא כחמוי ראש רבי פנחס בן יואל. I hated him. I hated. He tried, he really wanted to become a תלמיד חוכם. זה נשכי גנגן. So frustrated. מי ייתן לי תלמיד חוכם ואנשכנו כחמוי. מי ייתן לי תלמיד חוכם ואנשכנו כחמוי. When he saw that the water could break the stone, I have a chance. Teire could break my heart. And he tried again and he managed. What is the message? What is the message? A person could go around, people think it's a Yitzhar Hora only outside the street. Yeah, MP3, MP5, MP6. This is Yitzhar Hora. Yafo, Tapuach, Tzfas, all these Yitzhar Horas, yeah? Yeah, this is what we call outside Yitzhar Horas. It's also Yitzhar Horas. But it's outside from Bis Medrash Yitzhar Horas. There's a Yitzhar Horas inside the Bis Medrash. The guy thinks, okay, so now I will learn. You know, the most I'll be a Choshev in Geman. There's no chance. What really could come out of me? Who knows? If it's not a Rabbi Akiva hiding here. Chazal say, and the Neshome from Rabbi Akiva, Hero HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Doir Doir VeDoir Shov Doir Doir VeGdoilov Hero Rabbi Akiva Shehu Yoshe VeDoiresh Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos Al Kol Kutzoi Shel Yud VeYud. I don't know if you know, in Sefer Teira is a Kutzim. The words have a little Spitzlach Hazach. Rabbi Akiva and every Kutz, I don't know even one Halacha and one Kutz, yeah? Tilei tilim shel halacha al kol kutz v'kutz. Tilei tilim shel halachas al kol kutz v'kutz. Omar Moshe Rabbeinu l'Kodesh Baruch Hu tno al yodo. So give the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu l'Rabbi Akiva. He's bigger from me. אמר שטויק, כך אולסו מחשבו. רב עקיבא was a הכר הנשמה. He was a נשמה. He was a נשמה that Moshe Rabbeinu felt the Torah has to be given al yodai. What was this Yetzirah? What the Yetzirah that Rav Akiva had? His Yetzirah was not a Yetzirah, the street Yetzirah. His Yetzirah was, I'm nobody. I can't learn. Who knows? Who knows how much Rav Akiva's are sitting here in this room? Who knows? Chazal say, Lezer ben Hurkinus, all of his brothers were mutzlach. He was not a mutzlach. His father gave him to be choyresh, for the admas troshim. Adama that is now, the shvacher place, anyway, not a yutzlach. And he was choyresh. Chazal said he left everything and he went to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. His father was madir anoyed that he would not be nene from nothing from his nechosim. And he was there. And he didn't have what to eat. And he was eating sand. There was a bad smell coming out. And Rabbi Yechim sat with him and he taught him Krishma. His mother had a mutzlach. Then years later his father came to Yerushalayim. He wanted to yell on Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai that he took his son to yeshiva, such an unyutzlach son, why he took him to yeshiva? And he heard that there was a big party that day, so he went in, and Chazal say, V'hoyo shom Rav Lezer ben Hurkinus, V'hoyo doyresh dvorim, shelo yishomatem oizem oilom, V'hoyo ponov mavhik oiz ke'oirach amo. His father got up. The Mefoshim explained what happened. His father, Mamish, gave up on him. And he gave him this word, terrible land, to be choyresh. Mamish, a terrible land. And when he started to choyresh it, he saw the worst thing, if you work on it, in the end, could something come out of it. So he said, I'm admas troshim, I'm also not nobody. Something could come out of me. So he started to work on himself. And he started to work on himself. And it was Yoytze, Rav Lezer ben Hurkinus. It's a famous maise, Mochmot Chizrachi, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kovne, he was a bocher, he was a shvache bocher. He said, oh, but it's maise, he was a shvache bocher. He was 16 years old, and he was trying to learn, and sinish gigangen. And he fell asleep. And in his dream, he dreamt that he got married. And, you know, he went and invested with money, and he made some money, and he was kaveh eating la Torah a couple hours. And then he had a bit more money, so, you know, he paid a chashev person to learn with him a couple more hours, and he had more money, Baruch Hashem. And his mom is supporting all the yeshivas and all the moisdas. And then, you know, he got a bit more money. His first daughter had to get married. He married off to the Pesach Adol, someone like Rabbi Yashiv. Then the next daughter, you know, he married off to the Rosh Hashiva from the Adol. He opened for him 5 yeshivas and supported him. Then the other daughter, he married her to the Tzaddik of the Adol. Bechein Hala. And he had, you know, on his table, like the 9 G'dayla Ador were around his table. He supported all of the yeshivas. And for sure, you know, he sat and learned with all these Choshev Chavrusas. And, you know, Lekom B'Yisrael Kezoyz Kvar Harbe Shonim. And he became sick. And everyone, Klal Yisrael, were davening, Boti Midroshes, was Tzetlach, you know. And then Nitzcho Arelim is HaMetzukim, you know, big signs. And, you know, the Shomayim won, Nitzcho Arelim is HaMetzukim. And he was nifter, it was a levaya, she'en kedugmosu, streets. And he, everyone was maspi that, you know, such a Talmid Chochem, such a Mesirus Nefesh, such a Azor Kastere, it was never, years, thousands of years. And he comes up to the Shomayim. And he comes up, He sees two big doors. One door says, Zeh Ashar LaHashem, the right side, Tzadikim Yeichubo, smells Gan Eden. And the other door is Eish Oichlo, sees the big tongues of fire, you know, jumping out. So the Gan Eden on his right, and Gehenim is on his left. And he hears a Kruz Machriz. Yitzchok Elchonon, left. So he looks backwards, maybe there's another Yitzchok Elchonon here. He knows he's not going left, yeah. Because he waits a couple of minutes, and again he hears, Yitzchok Elchonon left. He said, what I didn't. You know how much, look what is, look down in my Levaya. Everyone is there. I told him, left. He said, what I did. You're a Ritzayach. You killed. Why kill? You killed the Godlador, Hagoen, Hagodl, Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon, Spector, Mechaber Sforim. You killed that Godlador. You didn't learn the Torah B'Iyun. You didn't become the Godlador. You had a nine Godlador around your table. You could have become. And at that minute he woke up. And then he was Mechaber himself to learn, and he became Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon. Because the story of Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon is telling himself. A person has to know. The first Yitzhar Hora that comes to a person tells him there's no chance. Rav Akiva gave the push when he was 40. And you have to understand it was a very hard push. He married the daughter of the most Choshuva, the most Balabatish Yid in that day, Kalba Savua. It was very accepted by everyone. And he was madir Manoe, fighting with his daughter, kicked him out of the house, and a terrible matzav. He was in a shrek mecha matzav. If Rabbi Akiva would give up, the man Hasholem, you know, say that, you know, it's schwer, it's fine, you know, you're not marry her, finish. The father doesn't want, so what, you know, God Hasholem. He would come up to the Shemayim, they will show him Rabbi Akiva God Lador, Doyesh Oisiyas Tile Tilim Shel Aloches. They will show him Rabbi Akiva 24,000 Talmidim. They will show him the Rabbi Akiva Shesor Kupsori B'Masr Koy Shel Barzel. All of that they will show him. And they will tell him, Rabbi Akiva, where is it? A person has to know when he comes to the Shamayim. He thinks he will come, he will show he was a good Yid. They will show you exactly what Chatzkel could have been, what Reuven could be, what Shimon could be. Be a pachad. Person will come, I'm such a good Yid. Look what I did, I helped the yeshiva, I helped him. I helped there. Could have been a bochel in 24 hours. He drayed tzach arum in arum. I helped so much bias, I was nice. I danced in that chasana, this chasana. Deeper in Gehenna. It's a pachat. But this is the Yetzer Hore that is in the Bismedrash, we call it. First Yetzer Hore that is in Bismedrash. It makes you to feel anyways no chances. Only Shtel Tzachzur Rabbi Akiva if he would give up. If Rabbi Akiva would give up, what would happen? Who knows? The person who tried was Omer. You could say, I tried. Maybe. I don't know, Rabbi Akiva tried for 40 years. Maybe when you're 40, you can give up, go out to work. Yeah? It's a pachad. The person goes out to work and he's the most shens the family that he's making. Could be in the Shomayim, he'll be deep, deep in Gehenna. Because he's a Ritzayach. But you think only if you're born in Yerushalayim, you have to be the God of Lador. What happens when you were born? So your parents want. So what if your parents want you to go to work? I'm not saying now, we're not speaking now against college. It's not the drosha now. Against the people that go out to work. It's not the drosha now. The drosha is the oil teire. There's no point to be nice. When they say left there, no one will help you. Your mother will not be there to take you out. When they'll tell you left, because you had the potential to be a choshev talmid chacham. You had the potential to be a choshev b'talmid chochem. It's a pachat pchodim. It's a pachat pchodim. What a person will answer when it's left. Now, a person will say, I know what the Yitzhak is answering all of you. Say that, you're right. You know, punk, Rabbi Kiva, grad, he didn't know, he had a lot of chances, but you know, I know myself, you know, what already could come out of me, yeah? So I know myself. I'm smarter than Rabbi Kiva, yeah? I was good, I'm old. You know, I know the chances are very low, and it's not worth it. It's a tasteless. Kalba Savua came to ask Atoras Nadorim after this whole fight with Rabbi Kiva. He came to ask Atoras Nadorim, you know, his son is the God Nador, and the Shver can't give him a penny. So he came to ask Atoras Nadorim, you know, he wants to support his son-in-law. He's embarrassed at what happened. So he came to make Atoras Nadorim. The Aloch is en poischem benoilad. So you can't say, if I would know that he'll become a God Lador. But Lemaise, Rabbi Akiva gave him a Pesach. If you will know that you will know how to learn, you'll make the nether. And he said, no. Mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. Frek teisves, en poischem benoilad. Veyeshloima, chazoke hoylech lilmoid nase God. Dainu. When Bashar's the Neder, he saw his Aiden, a shepherd. Yeah, he was so embarrassed that he married his daughter that he kicked her out of the house. It was the low shepherd that 40 years didn't manage to understand a word. Chazok him, if he wants, he'll become a good lover. So no one can say he doesn't have the chances of Rabbi Akiva. I don't know if everyone will have 24,000 Talmidim, yeah? But Chazok hoylech lilmoy nase godl, stayed on Rabbi Akiva and his lowest matzah. Not that punk Rabbi Akiva was graded the one that was very, very mutzlach. He was covered with a lot of layers. Because Chazal tells us a givaldi kazach. Hashem gives you kishroinus, koiches, and he could cover it with layers of fat. Layers of stupid, I don't know how you call it. Layers of stuff. As a tick, as a, yeah. That your mamish feel is going to go. But your mamish have all of the koiches. All the koyches to become a talmid chacham. You have to push. You have to push. Up. Zog Chazal weiter. Next. Harab Akiva makes it. Harab Akiva makes it. So I want to start from the beginning. I want, you know, come to that kore. Chazal say two stories. Rabbi Akiva was in his house with his wife. And he couldn't learn, you know. He made that move to marry this lady that promised him that she would push him to learn. Because every, you know, he was sure he's marrying, you know, into this rich family. Everything will be taken care of, maybe he'll be supported, he goes to learn. This was his plan. And next news he knew is he's thrown out of the house, they're kicked. She was used to sleeping in a house, you know, with eight pillows on a bed. And now she's laying on the floor with straw. Kids are matzatik, yeah? Kids, and both of them were in a very bad mood. So bad mood that they couldn't handle it anymore. Hashem sent Eliyahu HaNavi to knock on the door. Everyone knows it. Now you know it a different way from you know it. Eliyahu knocks on the door and says, Rabbeisa, you know my wife had a baby girl, I don't have straw. So Rabbi Akiva gives his straw. And he turns to his wife, you see, when it's not so bad, some people have it worse. I want to explain to you. Herzachai and the Chazal. Rabbi Akiva is Akiva Sheper. Abba Oretz married a girl against the will of a father. Yeah, the vayel, everyone looks at him, the most trefetic person in the world, right? Doesn't know how to learn, had the daughter of the most, and went off with her. The whole belt is against him. Hopefully one day he will learn. He has good hopes. And he can't. He's going to give up, because the matzav, his wife can't anymore, the matzav is so hard. Hashem sends Eliyahu HaNavi. Everyone has to know, if you decide to learn, and it's hard for you, Eliyahu HaNavi will be coming down to help you. Because you have one mistake. You think that Eliyahu HaNavi will come, you know, with gold wings, I don't know how to picture it exactly, yeah? Why is it different Mahalchim? And he will come and tell you, don't worry, it'll be okay. No! Eliyahu comes, knocks on the door, and he asks you for straw, and you have to mechazik yourself, oh, it's not so bad, it's enough chizuk. Hashem gives you the enough chizuk to become the God of Lador. And if your surrounding doesn't have it, the malachim will fly from all the sides to help you. Because you don't see it. You're waiting for the Leo Anavi. I'll tell you, a nice that happened to me. One day I was, one of my hard days. I have a lot of hard days. One of a real bad day. I couldn't anymore. It was a couple of years ago. I couldn't anymore. I couldn't. I had to go to Yeshiva to say Yeshiva. I couldn't. You know, everyone has hard days. I took a taxi to Yeshiva and I sat down in the back. Hard day, different hard things are not working out the way I want. And the taxi driver tells me, no, I need chizik from you. So I thought, I have different sorrows. He's telling me his sorrows. I said, I'm not frum. You, frum, ever since the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So that's a good story for you. You know Hashem loves you, and if it's for your good, so, but maybe chazik me a little bit. So I told him, Hatzachayim, I know you're Eliyahu HaNavi. Give me a broch. Give me a broch. So no, I'm not going off the taxi. You're give me a broch. Kids, I was for 20 minutes. I didn't leave the taxi. I said, you're Eliyahu HaNavi. You have to give me a broch. I know you're Eliyahu HaNavi. But I want to tell you, I really think that maybe it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Yeah? You don't think so. Yeah? But Hashem doesn't have to send Afka Eliyahu HaNavi. If he has a taxi available, he can send a taxi. It's not you that he has to be Eliyahu HaNavi. It could be a taxi driver also. Hashem gives you the amount of no chizuk. But was enough chizuk for me to get out of where I was holding? That's what Hashem. And everyone is like that. There's not one person that is not like that. If a person will understand, if I'm deciding to become the God Lador, everything will work out. It looks that it can't, but it really can, the Malachim will be there. Either you will recognize them, or you will not recognize them. And then he gave me a broch. It doesn't mean that you know nothing, but I didn't push it. If you live like that, you will see it. You'll see the right chizuk comes, and the right amount. It never stops. It never stops. But a person has to have the koyach. A person has to have the strength to believe, I could become. I will become. Then Chazal say another zach. Rabbi Akiva told her, we're very poor now, but one day I will have money, hopefully, and I'll buy you Yerushalayim Shel Zav. It was the most expensive jewelry that they had in that day. It was a picture of Yerushalayim. I don't know where they wore it exactly, but it was like a very expensive piece of jewelry. Omroloi zil lebei rav. Go learn. You promised to go to learn. So it's very interesting. Chazal tells us two stories that happened in between Rabbi Akiva and his wife. That down matzah with the straw, and then the promise that he'll buy you a nice piece of jewelry, and then she sent it. Maybe they talked also. But the two stories that Chazal feel important to bring us from the private life of Rabbi Akiva and Rochel, before Rabbi Akiva takes the step to Beis Medrash, are these two stories. It's not the mikra that these two stories are the stories that are chosen. No. Chazal gives us a message how a person could become a Talmid Chacham. Two stories. One message is worse. Baruch Hashem, I'm where I'm holding. You're right. I'm not the God Lador. I'm not the best Bacher. But I'm learning, I'm moving ahead. This is one thing that a person has to have. Mitzad Sheini. Prison a lot of times says, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay, Last month I didn't learn at all, this month, an hour a day. Baruch Hashem, it's getting somewhere. These people, there's no chance they will grow. The dream has to be Yerushalayim Shazov. Shas, Bafli, Yerushalmi. Not the dream Masech Tesuka. The future dream Masech Tesuka. But it has to be a dream, a vision. A person has to have, if a person wants to become a doctor, he has to go to law school, to medical school. If he wants to be a lawyer, he has to go to law school. It's not enough that he wants. It's to go. A person has to have a plan. I want to know Shas. I want to know Pesachim. I want. The other things, when he wants, he takes it in action. He makes it happen. Rabbi Akiva is already dreaming at a beautiful piece of jewelry that he's buying his wife. So she sees he has a vision. He has a plan. You can go to Beis Medrash. She was afraid. And he's a shepherd. His musagim are not big enough. Said he'll come back to me in a year. I can't make masilma sechta brachas. Make me a party. She was scared from that. He'll go to Beis Medrash, come back after 10 years, and finish brachas, make me a siyum. She wants someone that is planning to give her Yerushalayim Shazov. So she knows he's planning to give her the God Lador. He's planning to show her he's the best. He wants to be the best. He doesn't say, you know, Ben's Hashem, we have money, we'll buy better beds. They're laying on a straw there, yeah? He's dreaming about the best. There's a chance. There's a chance that he'll become that best. Zila Beirav. So the first that a person has to take to himself when he becomes to work on Torah, everyone has a chance. Chazoke kol hoylech lilmoid naase godl. Hoylech lilmoid naase godl. It was one of the big poskim today. It was a bacher. He would learn Shol Shenogach. I want to say his name because it's bizarre to say his name. He would learn Shol Shenogach. He would do Shol Shenogach, you know, to explain himself. This is the level of Shol Shenogach is a poem. This is the way he learned. I heard from his chavrusa. One of today the biggest poskim in Klal Yisrael. Chazoke hoylech lilmoid naase godl. Hashem has for everyone what he could become if he sits and learns. And when you come up to the Shamayim, they will show you exactly. They will show you exactly what you could have become. Where are you? Where are you? And if you didn't fulfill it, Achon Vey. That's Hashem will have Siyata Dishma.